Let's enlarge the scope of the discussion. Joining me in studio are Julie Campbell, Trauma-Focused Projects Coordinator at the Children's Crisis Treatment Center in Philadelphia, Don Dennis, President of the Liberian Association of Pennsylvania, and Kenyatta Johnson, Philadelphia City Councilman for the 2nd District and includes the Southwest section where the fatal fire took place. Greetings and thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Mr. Dennis, I'd like to start with you. Based on what we just heard, what of the contention by Amanda Burks and Shylock that mistrust is rooted in the experience of the homeland left behind by the Liberian community now in that district?
Yeah, that's something that I cannot speak in detail at all, but I'm sure that most of the kids that we have in this country were born outside of Liberia during the Civil War. And those who were born in Liberia were very young, at a very young age, and they left Liberia during the Civil War as well to live outside of Liberia prior to coming to the United States.
So that not directly to the U.S., but to intermediate countries, perhaps in West Africa?
In West Africa, yes.
Julie Campbell, put in context, if you can, the reaction by the family and community members to this fire. From the outside, it seemed, well, to some, an overreaction.
I think it's an opportunity for us to really try to understand the bigger context of coming to this country after fleeing war and coming here from a very unsafe situation where families have already experienced tremendous levels of trauma and a lack of safety, who come to this country to seek safety and then come with coping skills from their home country that have to do with needing to stay safe. It's an even bigger, scarier reaction because it's almost a re-experiencing of, yet again, I'm not safe and bad things happen and the world isn't safe.
Councilman Johnson, how sizable is the Liberian community in your district? How integrated are they in the fabric of the district at large, and were you surprised by the strength of the reaction?
Well, it is a very significant part of the population in Southwest Philadelphia. Their response was probably based upon dealing with the level of grief. What the task force that we created was one to improve the relationships between those from the Liberian and those from the African and Caribbean community with members of the City of Philadelphia government, and also making sure as we go through the investigation that the lines of communication is open between city government and members of the Liberian community.
In addition to the newly formed task force, which you've described, to what extent were you available in the early hours and days after the fire?
Yes. I had an opportunity to host this meeting down in City Hall, where we had the ambassador from Liberia and other elected officials and the family members to begin starting the process of healing. One, making sure that the line of communication with the Liberian community is open. Two, looking at the issue of community and police relations and the fire department. And three, probably the most important and critical issues that we want to take a look at is how do we support the youth from the Liberian community? How do we make sure that we are breaking down on cultural barriers so they can feel welcome, they can feel supported in dealing with such an issue?
Mr. Dennis, for relatively newly arrived Liberians, whether they came directly or indirectly to the United States, to what extent is there both a culture gap and a language barrier? Now, English is the predominant language, though I understand there are dozens of idiomatic tongues as well.
The problem that we face and we see in the community as a community leader is that most of the newly arriving immigrants don't have a strong academic background because the constant relocation from a refugee camp to another refugee camp prior to their coming. So when they get here, then the community take on that task to help them learn how to get into the system.
Mr. Dennis, we are now some 10 days past the fatal fire. What is the status of funeral arrangements at this point? And is it your thought and hope that there will be some sense of healing with that tradition and ritual?
What we're doing now is that we have a committee of social services, and then that committee is working closely with the family together with a Liberian individual who is in charge of making sure that we get all those individual name of individuals or funeral homes who are pledging or donating their services at a pro bono level.
And Ms. Campbell, for those who come to the country in need of psychological services, what avail do they have?
Well, there are definitely a lot of supportive services in the community. CCTC's project, Tama, offers case management services. And we have West African staff who do outreach and provide connections to West African families and let them know what services are available to them, what services they're eligible for. We also have a caregiver support group that's been running for many years in Southwest Philadelphia for West African families to be able to come together. And we provide a lot of topical discussions on resources and very basic things like where they can get winter coats.
We've been speaking to Julie Campbell, trauma-focused projects coordinator at the Children's Crisis Treatment Center in Philadelphia. Kenyatta Johnson, Philadelphia City Councilman for the 2nd District, including the Southwest section where the fatal fire took place, and Don Dennis, President of the Liberian Association of Pennsylvanians.